Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. The Gautrain Management Agency, in partnership with the Gauteng City Region Observatory, hosted the fifth installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar in October 2022. This year's theme was Action Learning for Innovation in Public Transport, and in Part 5, Chief Commercial Officer of the GMA, Ravi Pillay, and Inyiko Nkuna, Executive Manager for Digital Products Mobility as a Service, walk us through the commercialization of the GMA and the learnings from the driving license testing centers.
Experience, customer service, integration, these are some of the key concepts that are coming up in our discussions as we discuss action or innovation in action when it comes to public transport. And this is the Public Transport Knowledge Seminar for 2022. Ravi Pillay is the Gautrain Management Agency's Chief Commercial Officer. Welcome, Ravi.
Thank you, sir.
And Inyiko Nkuna is the Gautrain Management Agency Executive Manager for Digital Products Mobility as a Service. And welcome, Inyiko.
Thank you, sir.
Right. You had a knowledge seminar last year, and people have been asking for innovation and more of it. For now, we only know Gautrain as people who provide us with the rail service from Joburg or Pretoria to the airport, or airport to those who that's about it. Are you doing anything new that's interesting, that is outside the box type of idea?
I think, Tim, thank you, and I'll take that. Thank you for having us. And I think essentially, you know, if you want to establish innovation in a business, you need a structure that can drive innovation. And if you look at our current context of our current economic climate, you know, you've got state-owned entities that are having to do far more with a lot of their financial resources. And that has realized the need for some sort of pivot or change in our current business environment, and hence the requirement for a commercialization approach. So as management, we could do one of two things. We could sit back and wait for the economy to change, or we could have quite a deliberate intervention and take a pivot and look at what some of the industry best practices are globally and transform the business for that pivot. We then established and made a decision that we should have a commercialization business model, and that's what you see here sitting in front of you. In terms of what we're doing now, the commercialization unit has been established and baselined around four key areas of dynamic innovation and change. We're looking at our rail and property model, and that's essentially leveraging our current asset model to give you a more enhanced experience for our consumers. So that talks to looking at a customer potentially looking to live, work, and play in the current environment that that we exist in. We have retail amenities, that's the likes of DLTCs, new service offerings, coffee shops, and value-added enhanced service for our consumers. And then we all have something called agency services. And this is very unique in the SOE space, where you have a level of skill and expertise in your business environment that you can then offer and support other institutions with in terms of helping them drive and deliver their mandate. And then lastly, we have something called mobility as a service. And that's taking digital products and digital technologies and products and delivering a new customer offering through the value chain of digital technologies.
I just want to pick up on what you mentioned about the skills,
yes,
that you may have in an organization such as yours, and you leverage of such skills. So for example, what can people at Gautrain do beyond making sure that trains run on time and the experience of the customer is as best as it can be?
So I think when you look at a skills model, you've got to look at it holistically. So remember, Gautrain is a corporate structure with a very strong human capital component to it, a legal component, technical component, technical expertise, and a commercial business environment. So when you cut across multiple disciplines, and even from an ICT perspective, when you cut across multiple disciplines, you find yourself being able to offer solutions to other institutions across their whole value chain. And by doing that, you tend to become a versatile offering. So our skill sets are not unique to technical solutions.
Sure.
Our skill sets are unique to changing institutions holistically. And that's part of what the Growing Cutting Together mandate stands for, you know, improving our state-owned institutions and making them more robust. So we believe in Caltrain that we have a structure and an institutional capability that can help transform many institutions in driving their future growth.
Well, you've innovated a bit. You've introduced new offerings. Apparently, driver's licenses now just go up to where? Any one of the Caltrain stations, and then you can renew your driver's license. So how does it work, Nico?
All right, so I think the first thing that needs to be recognized is the fact that this was an initiative by the Department of Roads and Transport. So the GMA is an agency of the Department of Roads and Transport. So they were faced with a challenge to where they had a huge backlog of motorists whose driver's licenses had not been renewed due to the various lockdowns that we experienced as a country because of COVID-19. And they looked for solutions. And one of the agencies, or one of the areas where they look for solutions, is at the GMA as their agency. And what we then did, we stepped in and worked with them, as well as other key stakeholders, to establish DLTCs at the Gautrain stations. So we've been given approval to establish four. So a DLTC is a driving license testing center.
Okay, good.
So we've been given approval to establish four. So we've already established three at the moment. One at the Midrand Gautrain station, the second one at the Centurion Gautrain station, and we also have one at our offices. And the reason we implemented the one at our offices, it was just a pilot center to enable us to understand that business and make sure that we can actually do it excellently before we actually take it to the station.
Let me understand something. The driving license testing centers, it sounds like you come and you take a driver's license test. Well, what does it mean, really, in practical terms? Like, that's not where people come to apply for driver's licenses, but to renew. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes. So, in fact, there are various grades of DLTCs. So our DLTC is the grade F DLTC, which means we only provide renewal services.
Mm.
Only provide renewal services for driving licenses and for PRDPs, and we do issue temporary.
Yeah, always help me with the
with the jargon.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So PRDP is professional driving permits.
Okay.
Yeah. So for public transport drivers,
yeah.
And logistic drivers and so on. So those are some of the services that we offer. So we are able to renew driving licenses for the public, for anyone in the public, and we are able to renew professional driving permits for professionals.
And how many people have taken this opportunity to use your centers?
So far, up to now, I mean, we've been operational since January this year. And we've renewed over 25,000 licenses.
Mm.
And in terms of the transactions that we've done over 50,000 transactions. So that means that not only did we do renewals of driving licenses, we also did temporary driver's licenses, we also did PRDPs, and that in total comes to about to over 50,000 transactions.
Now, the digital solutions and the innovations that are taking place within your space, there was talk earlier, Ravi, you mentioned something about mobility solutions. I wasn't sure. Are you going into banking, or what are you doing? Are you developing apps, or what is the direction you're taking, or the opportunities that you see on that front?
All right, so on that front, so we are also assisting the Department of Roads and Transport in implementing a single ticketing system for the province. And we realized that to actually implement that is not just having a single ticket. You also have to make sure that the public transport service is integrated from various levels, from a policy level, from an operational level, and from other various levels that it operates in. But in addition to that, then you add technology to enable those services to be integrated. So as an example, when we do implement a single ticketing system, we need to make sure that all the public transport services in the province have the necessary technology, either in the vehicles, in their stations, or in the ranks, or whatever the facilities are being utilized by that public transport operator. We need to make sure that there's the right level of technology, and we need to ensure that we can integrate the technology so that with one single ticket, you are able to hop onto a bus, you're able to hop onto a taxi, you're able to hop onto a train, or any public transport service. So our responsibility is to assist the Department of Roads and Transport in Gauteng to ensure that that happens. And we use our skills in terms of technical skills and experience to ensure that we can enable that.
I want to go back to the key thing that I think keeps coming up when we discuss public transport. That is one thing to move commuters from point A to point B, but the customer service and the experience are important. And as you innovate, make sure that you don't lose sight of the core offering. So what would you say the experience has been so far, Ravi, for your customers?
Look, I think we have a standard. There's a Caltrain standard. And whatever we do, whatever we depart from that standard, whatever we do beyond the service of A to B, we have to either match or elevate that standard. And that's the nature of our brand. So when we developed the DLTC, or the licensing centers, the innovative licensing centers, we needed to develop a structure or an operation that matches the standard and the offering that we currently have on the Caltrain system. And hence the requirement for innovating in terms of the overall asset, the infrastructure that we put down, the digital technologies that we put into it, the nature of the operation and the services, and also the workforce that we've trained and groomed into offering a value-added customer service that meets the brand and the brand and associates with the brand. So when you walk into our licensing centers, and this will be the precedence for anything we put forward going forward, mm-hmm. you will have an experience that you've never experienced in the public domain. Okay, and that's because we've associated it to the nature of what the Caltrain brand stands for. As you walk in, the nature of where you address, the type of technology that we're using in terms of advancing the offering, the time you spend at our facility, the fact that we're completely sustainable, we're off the grid, so we never have challenges with power. You will always be guaranteed...
Never offline.
Never offline.
Yes,
you will always be guaranteed a level of service that is superior in the public domain.
Sure.
That's how we've driven innovation forward.
And of course, with the digital solutions that you're working on, and as we conclude, I'd like to hear from you, Nico. What can your partners learn or benefit from the innovations that you are introducing?
Okay, so I think starting with the DLTCs, so the innovations that we've implemented were meant to enhance customer experience, to make sure that the service has been improved. So, as an example, the time it takes to be processed at the traditional DLTC is actually a factor of the number of points that where you have to get serviced. So you have to go to a station to be examined. After that, queue on another queue to pay. So what we've done is that we've put all of that together on one desk so that a person is only serviced by one person. So that halves the time that the person has to, that takes a person to get their driver's license renewed. So the point I'm trying to make is that innovation needs to be anchored on customer experience or enhancing customer experience. So what I think our partners can learn and use out of this is that designing innovation, designing technology in such a way that it promotes enhancements of customer experience. And when you design whatever technology or whatever solutions that you provide or a service that you provide, you have to think about the customer at first and then use the technology as an enabler. And we have done a great job of implementing that. And we think that our partners in government and other institutions can be able to come to us and learn what we have done and be able to apply it in their environment.
Ravi, last thoughts from you. I mean, we've heard about what you've done up to now. Any new ideas going forward that will definitely contribute to making Gautrain stand out? What are those?
I think in the short term, we continue to create value-added services. I think that's critical. You know, enhance the customer experience, allow customers to gravitate towards stations, offer more than an A to B trip. So convenience, retail, coffee shops, places to meet, making stations rather destinations than points, you know, than points of departure. So that's what we're bringing into the system right now, and we're constantly creating to do that. But I just want to touch on one thing, Tim, around this, is that in order for you to drive this kind of agenda, you've got to be very intentional about what you're doing. You have to have a clear plan, you've got to be strategic about it, and you've got to have the right team, creative implementers, as implementation as well as technical skills to deliver such a mandate, because it's a constant innovation process and you're constantly thinking through it. So you've got to have that in place in order to drive an agenda like this.
Gentlemen, good luck and thanks very much for sharing with us the innovations that you're working on and the impact that they are having on your customers, the commuters, and of course the lessons that your partners can draw from this. I appreciate it, Nico and Ravi.
A clear plan, having the right team in place, and being intentional is clearly the only way to deliver innovation to passengers. A key takeout of part 5. To listen to more from the 5th installment of the annual Public Transport Knowledge Seminar and other interviews about the Gautrain, please subscribe to our podcasts by searching for Gautrain Talk Station on your podcast app. You can also access further material on our website, that's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.